Hare Krishna. When we started the Govardhan retreat, we had the idea to assemble at the site of Giriraj Govardhan to hear about Krishna consciousness philosophy, just in very general terms. After some time, I believe after 4 years or so, we added to the Govardhan retreat the Vashana retreat, which we called the Holy Name retreat. And very quickly we realized that the Holy Name retreat had a very particular focus. It was not general, it was not unspecific, it was not just in general inspiring. I think we need to, or I can actually move it like this. But the Holy Name retreat had a very specific focus, that is chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra both in Japa and Kirtan. Then, as we looked from Vashana to Govardhan and assessed the Govardhan retreat, we found out that maybe it was not specific enough. Maybe it was too general. Maybe it needed some focus and some, unique central point. And it was 2 years ago that we found this point, this focus. At least for Burijan Prabhu and myself, it became very clear that in the Govardhan retreat, we want to do what is in a way still a little bit revolutionary in our society. We wanted to talk on Krishna purely. We wanted to do Krishna Katha. And we wanted to inspire the devotees to relish being with the Lord by hearing his very powerful messages. I remember we had closed one retreat 2 years ago, and all the presenters were laughing. They were saying, we always hear you should think of Krishna and you should hear about Krishna, but in our society we somehow permanently avoid the subject matter of Krishna. We talk about other things. You are not the body, or you must do devotional service to Krishna. But what Krishna wears in the morning, and where he stays during the day, and what he likes and dislikes, we always say, oh, we are not advanced enough to hear that. We found out this, that a certain dishonesty or a certain paradoxical situation had entered. The devotees of ISKCON don't think and hear about Krishna enough, but they hear a lot about philosophical matters and descriptions about the highest bliss. A little later, I read a quotation, you know, after we had seen, well, why don't we just talk about Krishna for a difference, you know. A little later, a quotation came up which began to inform or influence a few of us older devotees. It said that just like Krishna never comes alone, but always with Srimati Radhika, You say Radha Krishna, the Alta is Radha Krishna. He's not alone. So the holy name, which is well accepted by now in the Hare Krishna movement, there are kirtan festivals and there's japa sessions. The holy name never ever comes alone without Krishna Katha. Just like Radharani is the Swarup Shakti, that means the inherent, the inner Shakti of Krishna, Krishna Katha belongs to the holy name. It is inseparably connected. And in this way, I determined my presentation for the last two Govardhan retreats. I said, let me just talk about Krishna. Bhujan Prabhu, we found out, did the same thing, although he is more the teacher. He will add a little, some relevant instructions to it. But I will talk about the Brahma Vimohana Leela, a Leela where Krishna removed the strong illusion of Lord Brahma. And I will talk and from time to time bring forth Srila Prabhupada's, let me say, instructions which shed light on this Leela. I don't know if you are all aware, but the 13th chapter of the Bhagavatam, which describes the removal of Brahma's illusion, is the last chapter which Srila Prabhupada fully completed on. He stopped in the middle of the 14th chapter. And I found out that Prabhupada did what is known in literature as the swan song. When the swan dies, he will sing a song just before he dies, which is the most beautiful sound which the swan makes. So Srila Prabhupada has also, before he left his body, made a swan song, some very beautiful instructions in his last commentaries. There is a great power which manifests when devotees hear about Krishna. Prabhupada speaks about this and says, Krishna's place, Goloka Vrindavan, is actually spread everywhere. And then he, as if anticipating the question, but I don't see the kingdom of God, he says, how is Goloka Vrindavan everywhere? And then he explains, as soon as there is a devotee, yes. Tatratishtami Narada Yatra Ghayanti Matbhakta. I do not stay in Vaikuntha Loka or within the hearts of the yogis. I stay where my devotees are chanting about my glories. This is the process. And then he says, immediately. So Prabhupada says, the kingdom of God, Goloka Vrindavan, and the residence and the pastimes which take place can manifest right before our eyes when we assemble amongst devotees and glorify this process, the Krishna. According to Rupa Goswami, my dear devotees, there are five processes, and any one of them can, even if you have a slight contact with them, awaken devotional ecstasies even in a newcomer, a neophyte. So sitting together in the holy dham, that's already a devotional process called dhamvasa. And then hearing about Krishna's pastimes, in addition to that, that's called Bhagavad Shravan, can develop in our hearts this precious jewel of, it's called bhava, or devotional feelings for Krishna up to the point of devotional ecstasies. This is a very wonderful process. Prabhupada says, but it must be done in the association of devotees, which is sadhu sangha. He says, one should taste the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of pure devotees. Srimad Bhagavatam ashvado rasikai saha. So this is a very powerful sadhana which I want to do with you. I want to practice you with you dhamvasa in my seminar. I want to practice with you sadhu sangha. And I want to practice with you Bhagavad Shravan. Three powerful processes. And those who know me will know I will add the other two also. You will also... And I think we will all stumble into an ocean of transcendental ecstasy. And when we come out, we come dripping out with nectar. No, that is the desire. Yes, there is a verse in the Bhagavatam which glorifies this process which we are entering from tomorrow. It says, "Ayur harati vaipung sam udyang astang chayana so tasyate yachano nita utama shloka vataya." Both by rising and by setting, the sun steals the life duration of everyone. But there's one exception. Those who sit and utilize their time by discussing the topics of the all-good personality of Godhead. You know, who do Krishna Katha. Their life duration is not stolen. You don't become older by this process, but you become eternal by this process. You become actually prepared for residence in the spiritual world. It stays with you. Prabhupada uses an example which I believe no one of you pure devotees and pure, I mean, not pure, I wanted to say, people from a pure background know, but when you inject a potent drug intravenously, it will act upon you. He says, as a highly potent drug injected into the veins, act at once on the whole body, the transcendental topics of the Lord, injected through the ear of the devotee of the Lord, can act very efficiently. Now, I knew this when I was in the hospital 5 years ago. I was really finished, and the doctor had come and said, you will either survive this night or you will die. All we can do is we can inject this one medicine in your veins. And he went like, and I felt very good afterwards, but a little tipsy also. So the Krishna Katha we will inject into our ears will make us a little... there will be a good effect on you. Oral realization, you will make a realization. Oral realization of the transcendental messages implies total realization, just as fructification of one part of the tree implies fructification of all other parts. It's a little difficult to understand. I inquired from some learned Vaishnava what Prabhupada means here. He says, when there is a tree, the tree of life, we can call it, and there is one mango becoming mature, then all the other mangoes will follow suit. One mango makes the beginning. So if in that Krishna Katha you realize one thing only, you have one mango realization, so to say. You in increments, you know, one by one, other realizations can follow this realization. What I think this refers to in terms of the Govardhana retreat, my dear devotees, we will sit here in the holy Dham and we will listen directly from the Bhagavatam and from the lips of Shukadev and Parikshit Maharaj. We will hear this and you will all make a realization. And after you have made a realization on one point, it will go click, 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 click. Good morning for those who fell asleep. You will realize other things. It just has to start somewhere. So we will sit in the Krishna Katha of the most qualified speaker, Shukadev Goswami, and the most qualified listener, Parikshit Maharaj. And we will start tomorrow with a question. Why did Shukadev Goswami faint at the end of the 12th chapter of the Bhagavatam and could not continue to speak any longer? What did he see? What did he realize? We will dive right into a very, very wonderful question and answer this. So I invite you all to be ready. Actually, the devotees will start already at 10:30 in the Pandal with first-class kirtan. There will be a very highly trained kirtan bhajan band there. The devotees are already banding together and finding good tunes and preparing themselves. So then at 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock, We will start. We will be able to look at Giriraj directly from the Pandal, and I am very, very excited to try to kidnap all of us to the spiritual world. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.